On September 22, 1994, Friends made its NBC debut and forever changed the face of American sitcoms. Turning its six stars, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer into household names, and eventually some of the highest paid actors in television history. Here's a look back at some fun trivia on the series that is still one of the most streamed shows in Netflix's library. In the early 1990s, Friends co-creators David Crane and Marta Kaufman wrote a pitch for a new sitcom titled Insomnia Cafe. As well as the different title, the plot itself was also quite different from what came to be known as Friends. For example, Ross and Rachel weren't the key relationship. Instead, Joey and Monica were supposed to be love interests. With a cast of six people, it's not a surprise that many different actors were considered for each role. Both Jon Favreau and John Cryer were considered for the role of Chandler before it went to Matthew Perry, but Perry almost didn't get the gig either. During the 1994 pilot season, he filmed the pilot for a show called LAX 2194 in addition to Friends. The show would have been about baggage handlers at LAX who sorted aliens' luggage. Thankfully, it wasn't picked up, and Perry was able to take the Friends gig. There's also a point about money to be made. At the beginning of the first season, each cast member earned $22,500 per episode. However, as Ross and Rachel's storyline became the show's main focus in the second season, Aniston and Schwimmer's wages were increased to reflect this. By season three, though, the six core actors, all of whom are good pals in real life, decided they deserved to be paid as equals. As such, Schwimmer and Aniston demanded that their wages be cut and the difference shared out among their co-stars in order to assure that they were all being paid the same. And this rule, that the Friends cast all be paid the same per episode, no matter what, stuck. From then on, the cast was paid the same per episode for the rest of the show's eight remaining seasons, and salary negotiations were conducted with all six stars in the room. Season by season, that number went up, from $75,000 in season three, all the way up to $1 million by seasons 9 and 10. If you are ever in New York, don't let your city tour guide trick you into thinking that you're looking at the fountain from the iconic opening credits of Friends. Unless you've brought your tour guide with you to Burbank for some reason. Although the fountain looks a lot like Central Park's Pulitzer Fountain, the actual shoot occurred on a Warner Brothers lot. Vegas, too, is a town to remember. Director James Burrows brought the six cast members to Vegas because he had a feeling about the show. While they were at Caesar's Palace, he encouraged the group to enjoy themselves. "This is your last shot at anonymity," Burrows told them. "Once the show comes on the air, you guys will never be able to go anywhere without being hounded." And when it comes to a happy audience, here's another one to know. The show was filmed in front of a live audience made up of 300 fans, and that's the way the cast preferred it. "It's kind of like a test to see if the material works, if the jokes work, if the story tracks," LeBlanc said. Perry agreed. "Our energy just elevates every time there's an audience."